she did, and he never lies. Freddy, just tell her. There is life.
There she is! Oh,
yes, I know what she looks like. Vanessa, your sister just came down to my office, interrupted my work to tell me that you bothered her.
She shouldn't have done that, Dad. You're a very busy man.
That's not important.
Yes, it is. You bring new lives into the world. Without you, women will stay pregnant forever.
The question is, why are you bothering your sister?
I don't know.
Well, didn't I tell you not to bother her?
Uh-huh.
Then why are you still bothering her?
I don't know.
All right, you two are going to have to learn to play together. Do you understand? Fine. Now, get away from each other.
Stop it!
Hey!
I was just hurrying her along.
That's all right. She's only 5 years old now, but she's going to grow up, and she may begin to do bodybuilding. Come back, find you, and say, remember all the times you pushed me? And clean your clock.
Yeah, Dad.
Denise, didn't I ask you to look after them? Give me this. Hello? Freddy? Hi. I'm going to hang up now. You can keep talking if you want to.
You know, Daddy, this wouldn't happen if I had my own phone in my room.
If you had your own phone, we would never see you. And you would come out of the room one day and we would wonder who you are and charge you rent.
I can't talk to my own boyfriend?
Of course you can.
Where?
Any payphone in New York.
Daddy.
Making biscuits. Now, stop. Stop now. Cut it out. Come on. Now, look, you're squashing grapes, making a mess of the fruit. You're bothering your sister. Tell Dad. Tell Dad. What's the problem? Please. Come on.
What? How come Mom takes Tay to see the new movie, Death Track 2000, and not me?
Because you can't handle the scary stuff. Everybody knows that you know that. I read for you Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep when you were a little kid. You cried for 2 weeks.
Jenny Myers' parents let her see it.
I doubt that very, very much.
Yes, they did.
If you want me to, I will call Janet Myers' parents and ask them that and embarrass you all to pieces. I'm going to the phone. You better stop me before I get there. This is your last chance. I'm picking up the phone. I have the receiver in my hand.
555-1379.
It's ringing. You better pray they're not home. They're answering. Hello, Mrs. Miser. Dr. Huxtable here. Nice. Why am I singing? Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, did you let Janet see Death Track 2000? Aha. All right. And thank you. She did. And you know what that means?
What?
Nothing, because you're still not going.
Daddy, it's not fair. Everyone gets to go but me.
Vanessa, how many times have you begged us to take you to see a scary movie, and then you wound up being so scared that you had to sleep with us?
Twice.
Hundreds of times.
Not hundreds.
Not twice.
Dad, you missed a great movie.
Yeah?
It was nonstop, blood everywhere. Did I get any on me?
I'm telling you, she doesn't know a classic when she sees one.
Oh, when they were not shooting or blowing up a car or a building, they just stood there cursing. The foulest mouth I've ever heard.
Yeah. Dad,
mad. She was real embarrassed. Let me tell you about the movie.
Start from the beginning and talk slow.
Vanessa, go on up to your room and play with your sister and stay away from her.
There is no fun in my life.
As you get older, it gets worse. Tell me about the plot of this epic.
Okay, see, there was this guy, Max Savage, and this gang took his car, and he had to get it back.
That's the plot.
Yeah, but you hardly notice it. What's really great is these guys have these machine guns that shoot fireballs. And this one guy had this big bazooka that blew up whole cities.
Oh, boy, have I got to see this movie.
Vanessa!
I'm still downstairs, aren't I?
Now, I can take the stabbings and the beatings and those people that explode every 6 seconds. No problem. Mm-hmm. But what got me was when this movie let out, these kids left the theater laughing.
It was fun.
See, we've got one in our own house and we feed it.
You know, the reason why you think it's fun is because you don't know any better. Now, next week at the Old Classic Theater, there's a movie playing that I used to love when I was your age. I'm taking you, and you are going to love it.
Yeah. Sure, Dad.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Take that boy to the movies and educate him.
Yes, indeed.
What's playing?
Hmm?
Something like Humphrey Bogart and Casablanca?
No.
Errol Flynn and Don Juan.
No.
Laurence Olivier and Wuthering Heights.
No, we got Colt Kirby and Shootout in Laredo.
You are on your own.
No, listen. He had a horse, Coco the Wonder Horse. This was the smartest horse in the world. Used to roll his own cigarettes. Back from Laredo.
It was great. It wasn't realistic.
Wasn't realistic. Mister, my girlfriend is in the building, throw an H-bomb in, blow up everything to get her. She comes out with her hair unsinged, says my movie was not realistic.
Hey, his guy shot his six-shooter 39 times without reloading. His guy rode his horse, Coco, 600 miles and passed the same rock 14 times.
You don't go to a movie to count rocks. You go to a movie to see Colt Kirby, who was a real hero. Honest, decent.
I thought he was a wimp.
Chuck, please.
No, he started it.
All right, that's enough. Just go wash up for dinner with soap.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, Colt Kirby a kick Max Savage's butt. In American, that is, what's the trouble?
Rudy called me a baby because of Death Track 2000.
Oh. Did not.
Did yeah. So.
Stop it.
Did not.
Stop it.
Did
Stop
so.
It. Stop.
Did not.
What did you say?
I called her a chicken baby.
Am not.
I too.
Am
oh,
not.
Stop.
I...
Stop. Stop it. Now, here. Rudy, you go and you help Mommy in the kitchen, please. Vanessa, go help Mom in the kitchen.
Now.
Do I have to say now?
Uh-huh.
I like tonight's supper. How about you?
Yeah.
Salad, a little salmon.
Yeah.
We ought to eat light more often.
Yeah. I'm starving.
Me too.
I saw some leftover chicken.
Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers. Coming up. Swiss cheese and crackers.
Swiss is too dry.
We got cheddar. Cheddar cheese and crackers.
Okay. What kind of crackers?
We got saltines. Saltines and cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Got it.
Make it bread.
Bread, cheddar cheese, right?
Right. Lightly toast it.
You want... bread, cheddar cheese, lightly toasted.
That's right.
Okay.
Cliff, on second thought, why don't we just go with the chicken?
Why don't I just bring up the refrigerator? Vanessa.
Hi there.
Hi. Looks almost done. Smells good. What is it?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Care to join me?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Vanessa, can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure.
Do you have a nighttime job that I don't know about? like driving a truck or something like that? Why are you drinking coffee?
I'm afraid to go back to sleep.
Ah.
Had a bad dream.
Had a bad dream. Oh, that's enough. Thank you, dear.
This coffee does work, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Tell me about your dream.
See, there was this real mean gang of kidnappers, and they took Max Savage's car, and he had these guns.
Wait a minute. See, you're scared because of what you heard Theo say 2 days ago. Now, imagine if you had gone to that movie.
Dad, I did.
How'd you get a ticket?
It's easy. There's this high school guy who stands outside the theater. He can grow a mustache. We call him Movie Dave, and for 50 cents, he'll take a little kid in. He is cleaning up.
Was it worth it?
It was horrible.
What we have to do is get you in the bed. Tomorrow, you and I are going to discuss a tremendous grounding. Let's go. There's supposed to be a child behind me.
Look, Dad, I go back to my room and I close my eyes and the kidnappers scare me, so I'm right back here in the kitchen. So can't I just stay here?
Would it be better if you slept with us tonight?
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad. I wouldn't have to go in my room and I wouldn't have to drink that coffee.
We had something like this in med school. Take one sip and you were awake for 6 hours. Two sips, you were awake for 72 hours. Drink a cup, you never blink in life.
Thank you.
No, in the middle. No, in the middle.
Bathroom.
Two nights of this is enough. Claire, I'm going down to sleep on the sofa. Shut up.
You men are dirt.
Uh-oh, Freddie messed up.
Daddy, he takes me to this restaurant, right? And the whole time he's looking at the waitress.
Oh, Freddie, Freddie.
She's telling us the catch of the day, and he's looking at her legs.
No, Freddie.
So I got mad. I said, Freddie, those aren't on the menu. Daddy, I was great. I didn't say take me home. Uh-huh. I said, I'll have the caviar appetizer, please. $12. I said, I'll have the Maine lobster, $24.50. And the cherries jubilee, $8. And then I said, take me home.
Well, dear, in the words of Colt Kirby, I like your style.
Thanks, Daddy.
Good night, Bert.
Mommy, what happened?
Oh, honey, you fell. Listen, baby. Now, we need to talk about these, sleeping arrangements.
You kicking me out?
Honey, I know what you're going through because I've been there myself. When I was your age, I used to think I saw a witch in a tree outside my window.
You did?
Mm-hmm. She had slimy green skin, raisin teeth all bunched up together, stringy white hair, and she used to call. Claire! And as soon as I saw her, I jumped up and I ran to my parents' room.
You did the right thing.
And after I stayed there for a while, my mother gave me something that helped me to go back to my room.
What'd she give you?
This.
She gave you some junk jewelry?
This medal has been in our family since 1859.
Wow.
And when my mother gave me this medal, I knew I would never again be bothered by that witch. May this medal make you brave.
I feel better already.
And now it's time for you to go back to your room.
I knew it was coming. It's gonna be hard, Mom, but I'm gonna go back in there. I'm gonna go to sleep, and I'm gonna see those kidnappers staring straight at me. But no matter how scared I get, I'm gonna stay in my room.
I love you.
Mom?
Huh?
Those earrings would look so great with my medal.
We have definitely got a daytime couch.
Look, Daddy, my bravery medal. Mm. Mommy gave it to me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, honey.
I'll see you in the morning.
Let's hope so.
That's my 880 relay medal. I had to run for 2 years to earn that medal.
Well, you gotta get something to get something.
In the words of Colt Kirby...